Okay, so I want to start this with a quote that I think sums this all up beautifully, and it is that it is easier to change your environment to work for you than it is to rely on willpower. Okay, because unfortunately, willpower and motivation, most of the time they suck. And, you know, it's a different video for a different time, but if you're constantly looking to boost your motivation, your willpower, and you're relying on it, you're in for a pretty tough battle, okay? Now, most people, you know, if you follow me for a while, you'll have seen that, you know, I love talking about the psychology of weight loss because I think it's something that doesn't get as much attention. I think it's downplayed and it is huge. You know, all the attention seems to go on, you know, what do you eat? How much do you eat? You know, what exercise do you do? But the thing is, you can have all of that perfect, but if you can't get yourself to do it consistently and stick to it, it's worthless. And that's where the psychology aspect comes into it. Now, what I'm going to talk about in this video is basically like how you can, like I say, use your environment to help you. Because a lot of the time we think we're in control of what we eat, but a lot of the time it's actually quite unconscious. And our environment can have a huge impact on this. It's unbelievable how sort of such simple tricks can really have an impact on your eating habits. So one of them is snacks. You know, a lot of people struggle with snacking, myself included. And one great tip that I can give you on this is to put all of your snacks in one place. Now, the beauty of this is it reduces your exposure to them. Because every time you see them, you have to make a decision whether or not you want to eat it. Now, obviously, the less you see it, the less often you're likely to make the decision to say yes, and the less you'll eat it. Simple as that, okay? If you have snacks in four or five places scattered throughout the kitchen, bedroom, etc., you're just increasing how often you'll see it and how often you'll decide that you want it. So, and what it sort of comes down to is when sort of you're reducing your exposure to them, you're making then the conscious decision to go and get it rather than stumbling across it looking for something else and eating it. So again, it's just reducing how often you see it and then how inevitably how often you're going to decide that you want it, okay? Now, so what you do is you put them all in one place. And also try and make them as inaccessible as possible. Now, this can be very simple. You know, put them in sort of high cupboards or really low cupboards. Put them right at the back where you can't see them. Put them in the garage or the pantry, the laundry room, etc., etc. You know, there's been studies that have showed that just a distance of 6 feet can reduce how much you snack by half. Okay, just having a 6 feet difference reduces it by half. And sort of, it's unbelievable how much small effort barriers like this can literally be the difference between overeating and not. You know, little tiny things that just don't seem, well, wouldn't seem to make a difference, like having to twist off a lid, having to de-shell nuts, having to go back, you know, having to walk back into the kitchen to get seconds rather than having the tub right in front of you. Just small things like this. I mean, in the study with the 6 feet difference, basically, they asked them why that 6 feet of difference made a difference. You know, why would that make you eat less than half compared to when it was right in front of you? Because, it, you know, it's not a huge amount of effort to walk 6 feet. But what they said is it just gave them time to think. It gave them time to pause and ask themselves, do I really want it? Am I really hungry? And then most of the time they said no. And it's literally as simple as that. You just have to make it as hard as possible for you to keep eating or to eat as often. And I'll give you a great example in my life. Again, very simple. I have no snacks in my house because I know if I do, I will eat them. And I like it bothers me so little that there is a shop about a minute walk away, but I have never walked. I've never thought I would like a snack and I've gone and walked down to that shop, even though it's a minute away. And the difference with this is whenever I go around my parents, they do have some snacks. You know, I'm not criticizing my parents here by any means. You know, they don't, you know, eat snacks all day. They just have some for the weekend, but they have snacks in the house. And whenever I go around there, I cannot stop eating them. Okay. And literally, I've identified this for myself, is it's just pure convenience. I never think about snacking when I'm at my house because there's none in the house and I can't even be bothered to walk a minute away. Whereas when they are convenient for me, when I'm around my parents' house, I eat loads. It's just a small barrier like that. A minute walk makes the difference for me. I can't be bothered and I don't do it. So find your effort barrier and just make them as obviously if you can keep them out of the house, fantastic. But for most people, that's not, they can't do that for whatever reason. But if you do have to have them in your house, just make them as hard for you to get, for them to get to as possible. Okay?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.